This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Your face.
I forgot it said that in this song.
Perhaps shouldn't be in our rotation.
All right.
Bumper music. Goodness gracious. This is a family program.
Well,
I mean, not my family, but a family program.
Some families.
Some families
do listen.
Yeah. My family does listen to it. I'm always horrified when I realize that for the most part.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Woods, final hour of the day and final hour of the week for us. We got John Quintero coming in right after us early today, leading into day baseball. Padres and Giants, 11:45 pregame show, 12:45 first pitch. It'll be Pierce Johnson leading off the bullpen day for the Padres against Kevin Gausman of the San Francisco Giants in the finale to the four-game series. Hey, Padres get the win today. You're feeling pretty decent about a split after losing the first two games, and you're a half game behind the St. Louis Cardinals heading into the huge series this weekend. But I asked the question before the top of the hour, Woods. We heard so many fans, saw so many fans on social media just saying, I can't do it. I'm done with this season. Padres look done. As a fan, I must be done. Did yesterday change anything? Because I'll tell you this, if it did, then you weren't really done, because there were always going to be at least one game where they were going to find a way to win a baseball game. I promise you, they weren't going to go on a 23-game losing streak to end
might,
the season.
Actually,
they
were just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The question is, does it give you more faith, or are you still? If you were checked out, are you still checked out? I mean, if you were in it, obviously you're encouraged. There was working the counts. There was timely hitting with two outs. There was production throughout the lineup. There was four hits by both Fernando Tatis Jr. and Adam Frazier, your middle infield, combining for eight hits. A lot of good things to like, especially offensively, about that game last night. It doesn't mean much if the Padres go out and lose 4-0 today to Kevin Gausman, or 9-0 or whatever. I think it does mean a lot if they go out, win or lose today, they battle, they score some runs. You know, if you lose and you're a game and a half behind the Cardinals, you're still well within striking distance going into this series. So the season, you know, you're not out of it after today either way. But if you win and you play well, I think all of a sudden you have enough to sort of go, we have found something. We have some momentum going into this series. I like what we're doing. Let's keep it going. And maybe that role that Jace Tingler has been talking about, the one that he says we've never really been on.
Oh, no, here he goes.
It could still happen. It could still happen here at the end of the year.
He goes.
Now, they'll have to get healthy on and we'll talk some more pitching here coming up. They're going to have to get healthier. They're going to have to rely on the offense for at least the next probably week or so until, you know, hopefully they can get Chris Paddock, Blake Snell back. But until then, you're going to have to score some runs to win games.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought it was possible 24 hours ago. Now you at least have the blueprint of how it could be possible for this team to lean on their offense for a few days, get healthy again in the pitching staff, and then put it all together and maybe still do something special this season that we thought was going to be so special, before it's too late.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my rah-rah bright side speech for the day. Bright side's Ben speech for the day.
Look, if they do something special, which is very much in the realm of possibility, I think all of this crap is forgotten. You know, all of the crap, the rumor mill, this guy's head needs to be on a pike, and let's get rid of this guy, and let's blow this up. And if they manage to do something special in the next 3 weeks, Ben, it's all forgotten. It really is. I mean, because at the end of the day, what speaks loudest is where you finish. It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. It's so cliche, but it's so true. You can have the worst show in the world for the first hour and then completely turn it around. You can have the worst first half of the day on the phones if you're in sales, and then score and land a huge deal, and it makes all the crap wash
and
away.
The converse is true. You can go 14-2 in the regular season
and get smoked,
blow a playoff game, and get fired, Marty Schottenheimer. You know, it works both ways. So, you know, there's teams that thought they were going places that may not, and that's still to be determined in this baseball season in these last two-plus weeks.
I'll tell you what, I saw fight last night. I saw fight, and I saw want to, and I saw emotion from Jerkson Profar. I saw a really, really nice game from him. I saw a nice game from Tatis and Frazier and Manny, and the guys that we really need to get going. You know, those are the guys we... I saw a really clutch hit from Eric Hosmer that was so welcome and so needed. And I saw Joe Musgrove, the ultimate dog. The guy that does it for the name on the front, Ben. Every time he takes the ball, he knows he's pitching for this city and went out and gutted it out last night. I know it's corny and cliche and tired, but that's what he did. It's important to him. And so if some of that attitude can filter down and you know, they can play off a little bit, there is no reason they can't do something special. I do agree with you. I know you're more of an optimist than I am. But if they go out today, the one thing I don't agree with you on is this. You said, you know, win or lose, if they battle, they could still ride some momentum. I feel like you got to win. I feel like if you drop a heartbreaker today, it's one step forward, two steps back, and to be able to string one together against one of the better pitchers in the league is going to go miles, and when you hit St. Louis,
when you play Michaelis, starter,
going to go miles and miles and miles
tomorrow against probably Vince Velasquez after that move was made. I do agree with Craig Elston though, who just joined us. They're going to have to find their power. And not just Jurickson Profar running into one, but their power guys are going to have to put balls over the fence. San Francisco used to be a not good home run hitting park. The Giants are showing it's fine. They lead the league in home runs. That you can hit home runs there in San Francisco. The Padres are not really doing it. They're going to need to do a little bit of that starting today and moving on through the rest of this season. All right, let's get to some headlines. It is time for today's edition of the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our... edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right. We'll start off in the world of football, and Ben, I think you mentioned it, like, kind of under your breath even earlier in the show, but Urban Meyer, been talking about him lately, not really because of his job with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but because of what's going on with USC and their open coaching position. Everyone's just kind of waiting for it to happen, right? The migraines to come back and Urban Meyer to take the USC job. Urban says, no chance. He says there's no chance he would leave Jacksonville for the USC head coach position.
Do you have the audio?
I do not.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
It
does. If you hear the audio. Have you heard the audio?
I have not.
I didn't know what it was.
You guys have to hear the audio. He's like...
there's no chance.
People are like, really?
conviction at all.
Bro, he's mumbling and looking away.
There's no chance.
What's the alternative when he's sitting... Yeah, you know, I'll weigh my options.
No.
I may abandon this team for another team.
Ask me.
No, Urban. There's been talk around the country with the USC job open that people think that you'd be interested and perfect for that.
There's no chance.
Care to comment?
Yeah, there's no chance at all. I'm committed to building a winner here in Jacksonville. Next question. Here he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it so that you can put it to bed.
No chance.
No chance. He's looking down.
Committed to trying to build an organization.
Really? He's 6 feet up.
Thank you, water-carrying reporter, asking the question. Unfortunately for you...
A bunch of idiots think that you might actually leave.
I mean, it's not like you've ever done that before!
God. No, not chance.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's not great, dude.
What's the...
My goodness.
Soft-ass Jacksonville media. Jeez.
No wonder they've never won a Super Bowl.
God, man. Just put the guy's feet to the fire.
What would be like the Padres? Like, what can Ben ask Jace Tingler after today's game on Zoom?
I mean, there's no... I mean, even... You have to lie, even if you are lying. I mean, you can't even give it a shred of credibility. No, 95% sure I'm staying here in Jacksonville. Not 95%
sure. You can't leave any window.
You can't leave. Even if he's leaving tomorrow and taking the job, you can't leave any wiggle room on that question, or you will absolutely get rightfully just destroyed.
Yes.
So, of course he said, that's the biggest non-headline ever, that Urban Meyer said he's not interested in the USC job. And I guarantee you, he will continue to not be interested in the USC job until the day... He either takes the USC job or gets fired from the Jacksonville job. He won't be interested in the USC job. And then suddenly, amazingly, he will be.
Yes.
Now, if Jacksonville wins like 5 games in a row, he'd probably be happy being a successful NFL coach. They go 0-5. All of a sudden, college football is looking a lot better again.
100%.
One game we got coming up in the NFL this weekend is Falcons and Buccaneers. Tom Brady versus Matt Ryan. Course, you think those two, you think the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, Tom Brady coming back from 28-3, Patriots beating the Falcons in just maybe the worst choke job in the NFL. Now, this isn't like some breaking news story, but Matt Ryan said to reporters that Super Bowl and being 0-5 against Tom Brady has absolutely no bearing on this game. It's not even a blip on his radar. He's not even thinking about it. And I'm just, do you believe him? And is that something that you are able to do? Like, are you able to just block stuff out like that? Like history?
Do you know me? Have you met me at all? I walk around with, you let the chips fall where they may.
All the chips reside on my shoulder.
That's where they all, yeah, you know me. Big forgive and forget guy.
This is another question has only one acceptable answer. Because if Matt Ryan goes, yeah, still weighs on me heavily. I can't really get past that one bad game that we blew the lead on. I continue to do well on it constantly. Not going to go well for Matt Ryan. So, of course, he's going to say, no, I don't think about it at all. This is just another game.
No, I never think about blowing the biggest game of my career ever. Never enters my mind.
You know what's amazing?
See, I would love it if he said that.
Matt Ryan is...
I wouldn't criticize him at all.
Matt Ryan, by any objective standard, is a pretty old quarterback for the NFL. He's 36. I mean, he's one of the older guys. He's still 8 years younger than Tom Brady, who he's facing.
Yeah.
I mean, the gap now between Tom Brady and, like, next oldest starting quarterback in the league is going to be huge.
By the way, Drew Brees told us last night at the sports banquet that he believes, no kidding, Tom Brady has 1 or 2 years left in him. He goes,
no more than that.
But still.
Well, that was when Ron Fowler asked the question, who's going to be the best quarterback in 10 years? And I said, this kid out of Florida,
yeah,
Brady,
Tom
I think,
Brady
could be the best quarterback in 10 years in the NFL.
Two more years, though, after this year. Can you imagine?
Man, it's Tom Brady.
I know.
Like, could legitimately win, like, 2 or 3 more Super Bowls.
Maybe another MVP.
So stupid. God.
All right. And finally, this is just... I won't post the picture on our social media, but a woman eating a fast food burger bites into a...
Nope. Don't.
A rotting human finger.
Oh!
Yeah.
I was going to think, like, rat tail, what are we going
no. on? Rat head.
Yeah. No, it's...
Oh, God, dude.
Where did it come from? Do we know?
Should we not say in case they're a sponsor?
No, it's not like that.
The meatpacking plant that sponsors our show.
No, but like...
It's a local fast food restaurant in Bolivia.
Oh,
all right. It's called Hot Burger.
Hot Burger.
It's Ben and Woods. Hot Burger.
Hey, Ben, I know there's been a lot of bad publicity about Hot Burger lately. We're here to tell you it's legit. They've cleaned it up.
Our standards, our cleanliness standards are as high as they've ever been. If you're in Bolivia this weekend,
make sure
and
stop
you
by.
Want a burger, Hot Burger is the one that Ben and Woods recommends for you.
Let them know that your old pal Woods from 97.3 The Fan sent you to Hot Burger.
Bro, it's...
I don't want to know. I just don't.
Wouldn't it be like caliente hamburguesa?
She took one bite and it just was... It was the wrong part of the burger, I guess, because there was like...
Now, what are the odds? You got even a burger. First of all, just of all the meat, the finger to end up in that burger, and then the one bite you take. I mean, you could have started it. It's a big circle. You could have started anywhere and missed the finger.
No, Paulie, don't. Oh, God.
It's not one of those ambiguous fingers.
I have to see it.
Dude.
Is it a thumb?
Can you see on my screen?
Maybe not.
It's an index finger.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no... There's been other stories like this, and you're like, well, what is that? I don't know what that is. It's gross. It's not what you want in your chili or whatever.
You get the nail in your mouth as you bite through
this,
the nail.
This is a, like, rotting, decaying finger.
Oh, my bonch just swelled up. It's like a bulb. Got bulbous bonch right now from seeing that picture.
Paulie.
I hate you for that.
You're not going to win the circle social media game with that picture, Paulie.
God, I'm not posting it.
Right through the nail. I hear you.
It's our Rindle Report. Ouch.
Hot burger.
All right, Padres fans, 833-288-0973. Does yesterday's win change your mind at all?
I thought you already did this bit.
No, but we haven't taken the phone calls yet. So 833-288-0973. We still have Flubs of the Week coming up.
Do you not know how sports radio works?
Hey, Padres fans, has it not changed your mind? Call us next.
Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Padres did make a roster move yesterday, placing Blake Snell on the injured list. I think that was somewhat inevitable. I know they were hoping that he'd get back and make his next start, but as soon as the day after they said, yeah, didn't really feel as good as he was hoping he would feel, I assumed at that point that Blake was headed to the IL. Dave Tingler did say that they're still hoping to get him back in time to make a couple of starts this season, which could be incredibly important starts, still, Woods, but it's going to hurt to not have Blake Snell for at least even retroactively the next week or so.
It feels like last season, doesn't it, guys? At the end of the year, and you look and you go, crap, we've completely run out of pitching, and you're chewing wads of gum, and you are trying to plug the dam. And you plug it, and then another hole, and you're just like, oh, my God. I do have massive amounts of sympathy for the guys that have to figure this crap out.
Well,
I do.
I think as, you know, a sports talk radio host, you want to fly off the handle. Didn't they learn their lessons from last season?
Right.
That's all they talked about this year was let's protect our pitching. Let's make sure they're still strong at the end of the season. Everything was designed to avoid exactly what's happening now. And maybe the lesson is, no matter what you do, injuries hit, and you can't do much to avoid them, and some of it is random chance and when it hits. And right now, it's hitting the Padres again.
And what's, you know, the really tough part, too, is there's no well to pull from, right? There's really no well you can go to and say, well, all right,
There's DFA'd players from other teams, like Ross Detweiler and Vince Velasquez.
And you look and you go, well, I mean, look, let's say Vince Velasquez, he had it. I mean, against the Padres, they had they did a feature when he pitched against the Padres. He struck out 16 a couple of years ago. It was like,
I remember that.
Best start of his career. And he's a guy I always enjoyed watching pitch. He kind of had that gamer mentality, and he just kind of looked like a badass. I always just kind of liked Vince Velasquez. Well, the Phillies are kind of still in the pennant race, and they didn't want him for whatever reason. So, again, you hope that the, change of scenery.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, Ross Detweiler on a team that's probably looking at young players, let him go. Right. Yeah, we need to see some other guys. You know, no offense, you're fine, but we're going to let you go. Yeah, the Phillies still in it, saying there's no place for you is a red flag, let's be honest. It's a red flag.
It is. But you do feel like you're just kind of plugging the dam at this point. And really hoping. You're hoping. And again, we say it all the time, hope is not a strategy at all. But again, the offense is more than capable of carrying this team. It's time.
Did yesterday's win change your opinion at all about the viability of the Padres the rest of the season? 833-288-0973. Let's go to Steve. Welcome to Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
How's it going, Ben and Woods?
How you doing, buddy?
Man, that win last night really sealed it up. I think I trust the Padres more than I would Hot Burger now.
Hot Burger or Padres?
Yeah, no.
He sounds a little sarcastic.
Unconvinced.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't even be convinced after a win today, even with a bullpen game. I still got to see more consistency on a game-to-game basis, and we're just running out of time, guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Steve. Thanks for the call.
I agree.
There are some Padres fans who say, hey, they can win the rest of the games this season and sweep to the World Series. I still wouldn't believe it because I'm a Padres fan.
Yes.
I will never believe it at all. But you're right. You know, one win. If you were already off the bandwagon, one win is probably not going to get you back on. But I know some people who didn't leave and are still really excited. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, you're next up with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Ben and Woods. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing all right. I don't think my position's changed, but that's simply because I've never really given up on this team. I believe that I've just put too much emotion and mental stress into this team where I can't just give up that easy on them. And, I mean, I've looked at throwing in the towel a few times, but I just can't. And I think, honestly, like you guys said, it's all going to come up to the series. They have to play this the St. Louis series. Like, I know what you're saying, but it's playoff time. It's playoff time.
Yeah, every game is just feels like playoff playoff intensity, at least for the fans, you know, and last night certainly the players looked like
keep it. In mind, even in the playoffs, not in a wild card game, but in most playoff games, even the team that wins the World Series loses playoff games. A playoff game doesn't mean the season is necessarily over if you lose it. This isn't the NFL. It's baseball. You win two out of three, you're doing great. I mean, you are a rocket ship if you just win two out of three games in baseball. So you can't live and die necessarily with every single result, even now, even the rest of the season. Padres aren't winning the rest of their games. Just like I said yesterday, they're not losing the rest. They're also not winning the rest. So you have to be able to accept and evaluate honestly, you know, how is my team doing? What are their chances? And reevaluate on a day-to-day basis.
And just go 1-0. Go 1-0 today. Yeah. That's it. That's all you can do for the rest
and
of
that,
the year.
That won't guarantee anything. You'll be a half game out going into a series against the Cardinals if you win.
Yep.
If you lose, you'll be a game and a half out. That's a harder hill to climb.
Yep. And they'll see, you know, look, if they go out and just get rolled today by the Giants, the Cardinals will smell that blood in the water. I mean, they really will. They'll say, all right, we got them right where we want them. We've got Vince Velasquez on the bump one day. We've got a really mediocre Yu Darvish the other day. And then we'll see for the next game. So if they lose today, it is. If you win today and you kind of walk into St. Louis with a little bit of your chest puffed out, like, oh, no, we're not dead. We're not going anywhere. It's a different series. If you lose today, Cardinals will smell that blood in the water, and they'll look at what you're throwing out at them and go, all right. I mean, it could very well be, I know you're on vacation Monday, but the season could be over. Paulie and I could be coming in here, you know, playing taps and calling it a day.
I'm playing chess, not checkers.
And you will have left us the trade deadline week and then the day of the season.
Either
ends.
Way, I feel like if the Padres sweep, then I can feel very comfortable knowing that you guys will have no problem with that.
Correct.
And if they get,
you don't want to be
very
here anyway.
Happy that I'm not here.
God.
Having to deal with it. I'm playing chess on my PTO days.
Yeah, you really are. It's really very kind of calculated what you're doing. And I just want you to know I don't appreciate it.
And then
it.
I'll be back on Tuesday for sure. As Padres come home, homestand starts on Tuesday with the Giants and then the Braves coming in for the three games and the completion of the suspended game on that Friday game next week, which when we talked to Katie Wu earlier, we learned that the Cardinals also play a doubleheader that day against the Cubs. The Padres will have two results. So remember, there could be a two-game swing in one day next Friday just in that race between the two teams. So it's going to be pretty crazy over these last couple of weeks. If the Padres can just manage to win a few games here and there, this thing could go right down to the wire. All right, one segment left. We'll have our Flubs of the Week coming up day early. Coach John Quintero coming in early. Padres baseball, 12:45 first pitch, 11:45 pregame show. We'll set you up for all of it next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. You know what we haven't gotten to yet this morning? We had Katie Wu on earlier. Thanks again. Thanks to all of our guests who appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Because we did that early, where we usually do our Padres wrap-up, haven't heard Jesse and Tony's calls of a win, which is it's been a long time,
been
it feels
minute.
Like, since we've heard that. So we'll do that, Flubs of the Week, and we'll set up our weekends coming up. Right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
2-1, here it is to Adam Frazier. He swings, lines it the other way. Fair ball down the left field line. Ricochets off the tarp, rolls towards the left field corner. Couple of runs going to come in and score. Pham stops at third. A two-run double for Adam Frazier. And the Padres do strike first, 2-0, here in the top of the first inning.
They needed that in a huge way. And Adam Frazier continues to slug off of Harleen Garcia.
Back up from AAA beginning of August. And a hard hit liner fair down the right field line. Manny has found the corner. And actually, I think that ball got lodged underneath the padding. So that'll be a double for Manny, and it will prevent the second run from scoring. Padres will get one. Tatis is going to be forced to go to third base. And it's 3-0 San Diego here in the second. A little bit of bad luck.
Absolutely bad luck for the Padres, but some more two-out magic.
2-2 to Hosmer, swung on and ripped into right field. A base hit. Wade gets to it quickly. He'll send it home. Tatis has scored. Here comes Manny. The throw is a line. And a two-run single for Eric Hosmer. It's 5-0 in the second.
Big knock there for Eric Hosmer.
5-2 Padres in the bottom of the sixth. Bryant 0-for-1. He grounded into a double play into second. And he walked in the fourth. Swings the first pitch here. Hits it in the air. Very deep left center field. Grisham back into the gap. At the wall. Gonna go. Two-out home run for Chris Bryant. His seventh as a Giant. His 25th of the year. It's a two-run game. 5-3 Padres here in the bottom of the sixth. 3-2. Profar swings. Hits it in the air to deep left field. Forget it. Gonna go! Two-run homer. Jurickson Profar. What a battle with Quintana. And the Padres finally added their lead. It's 7-3 here in the seventh.
That is a hell of an at-bat by Jurickson Profar.
2-2. Will reaches for it, grounds it through the left side, and a base hit. Got it past Longoria, who was drawn in. Nola comes in to score. 9-5 Padres in the ninth. 1-1 from Melanson. Pitch to Wade. Is swung on. Hit on the ground right to Tatis. Down to one knee. He's got it. Throw to first in time, and the ball game is over. Padres flex some offensive muscle tonight in San Francisco. They end their five-game skid. They end the Giants' nine-game winning streak, and they do so in very satisfying fashion by a final of 9-6.
Well, that Jurickson
feels great. And, a lot of things, the way Joe battled and competed tonight and certainly gave us a chance, but threw everything he had. And then just up and down the lineup, I thought we were patient. We hit the ball well. We had deep, long at-bats, and just overall, good game, and it's nice to get back on track.
Sorry, Jace. Jumped the gun there for a second. I wanted to say, the whatever the microphone that we had set up there was really, you could hear the crack of the bat especially well on some of those. The Profar home run, the Bryant home run, almost hurt my ears. The crack of the bat was so loud on those ones. This hour, Ben and Woods, brought to you by Indeed. Hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to hire with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. One of the bigger home runs of the season there for Jurickson.
Yeah.
It was insurance at the time, but got him from 5 to 7 runs. Ooh. And since they gave up 6, obviously it was critical. 9-6, the final of yesterday's game, game 3 of the 4-game series, that will conclude at 12:45 today here on 97.3 The Fan. 11:45 pregame show. Coach John Quintero will come in early at 9 o'clock right after this show is over. And then tonight, we'll have Thursday Night Football for you. Your San Diego County Toyota dealers are the proud sponsor of Ben and Woods. Westwood One broadcast of both Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football games here on 97.3 The Fan. The New York Football Giants against the Washington Football Team.
Yes.
Tonight from FedEx Field in our nation's capital.
I saw the Giants are getting 3 points. I just don't know enough. I know that the Redskins, I'm sorry. Whoa, cancel me. It's crap.
It's over now.
Adam, I submit my resignation. I'm sorry.
It'd be so funny if that's what got you. WFT, Woods.
Not all the wiener talk and stuff. It's the saying Redskins.
WTF, you're supposed to say WFT.
WFT, the Washington Football Team. They're rolling out a backup quarterback, I believe. Tyler Henneke.
Taylor. Henneke.
That's my kid's name. Yeah, I just don't know enough. They're high on Daniel Jones in New York. They still love Daniel Jones. Is Saquon Barkley playing? I think he is. I would probably take the Giants and the points.
Can you sack Taylor Heineke if you throw a donkey at him from across the room and he just
tips right
over?
That's really funny that my wife likes to post every parental mistake that I make on Twitter. It's okay. But no, I'm going to watch a little bit of that game. It's nice, though. Today is our Friday. We won't be here
tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know what? And we actually do need it. We had last night's event at the Town and Country, the San Diego Sports Association. The dinner that we hosted was absolutely amazing. But I had forgotten. I mean, we haven't done events like this for a couple of years because of the pandemic.
Yep.
I've forgotten how exhausting it is to be on front of people for multiple hours.
Five.
We got there at 5, and we didn't leave until
9:30.
It was late in the night, and it was great. It was fun, but I am white more than just my regular shift that I get wiped on a normal day. That was pretty exhausting. So we're ready for a little extra weekend relaxation.
What is everybody's plans for R&R?
Well, Shelly and I were supposed to be right now on a plane for Hawaii going to a wedding. And we were going to be there until Tuesday, and it got postponed because of the COVID situation.
Cool.
And they're especially diligent over on the islands, so couldn't do any big gatherings, so I had to cancel it. So that's a bummer. So we decided to replace it with a little staycation, and we're going to head down to Little Italy for a couple of nights.
Same vibe.
Enjoy Hawaii. Yeah, it's not quite as tropical, no, but yeah. I mean, we live in a vacation. Forget, we live in a town that people wait all year for their one visit to San Diego, and they save up to vacation here, and we live here.
Yeah,
so
like Dodger fans,
why not take advantage of it? And, living up as we do up in Encinitas, you just don't get downtown that often. You got to fight traffic and stuff. So get down there, stay down there, enjoy some of the restaurants down there that you don't normally eat at.
You're going for more of the urban experience
this weekend.
Okay. Now, Paulie, you and Megan, it's your birthday week.
Yeah.
Right?
Birthday celebration.
Paulie.
Usually we go to Coronado every year for my birthday, and they were completely sold out. There was a huge conference, I guess. We usually stay at Lowe's, down the strip. The entire, there was the whole weekend just completely blocked
off.
I'm
not surprised. People are getting back out there and traveling and things like that.
So we are compromising a little bit. We're going to be staying downtown.
Also the urban experience.
Wow.
On the bay, so we can walk around in the morning.
I could run in to Paulie and Megan while we're on a walk. Do we pretend we don't know each other? Should we? If I see you,
we won't
be
in Little Italy. We're not walking that far.
Oh. We might walk down. We're going to walk down toward the other side a couple of times.
Now, there's a banner in Little Italy you guys should look for while you're down there. I wonder if it's still there.
Famous Italians in San Diego?
Yeah, famous Italians in San
Diego. You want to know how much he paid to have that up there?
A lot. You know that for a fact, right? Would you pay to have a banner of you somewhere?
A minimal amount, yeah.
Well,
would you pay money to have like
$20?
Some blog say that you're like a great radio show in the country?
It's good advertising for the station and for your brand, right?
I guess. I guess
it looks legit.
I'm not Italian, though. It'd be weird if there was me down in Little Italy. Steve Woods. It's like me. Like, hey, how you doing?
It's funny. My bloodline, I'm actually very Italian, but my name from my father's side is extremely
German.
Where's Little Germany? German. Where's Little Berlin? And we can do a thing of Pauly.
Have some sauerbraten.
Let's go. Great. So you're doing the urban experience also.
Yeah.
Right?
And now what are you doing, Woodsy?
We're staying up, you know, my wife doesn't leave the bubble, really. So we're doing, we're staying at La Costa for Friday
night.
You're
making the 4-minute drive from your house.
Yeah.
And you're
going to stay for my house.
Stay for the weekend.
She's doing the spa all day Friday, which is tomorrow. I get to play golf tomorrow morning. I'm very excited about that. Early, like an early 8:06 tee time. And so excited. Then check into the hotel. Then we're doing something a little different. We're not getting away from the kids from the entire weekend. Just one night. We have Friday night together. And then Saturday, my mother-in-law is bringing both boys up to the hotel.
Splash pad.
And we're going to hang at the pool there. Yeah. All day. It's going to be their first like hotel experience. All four of our first hotel experience as a family. I'm really excited about it. I say that now. I've built it up to be something great in my head. Let's be honest. Two kids in a hotel room. It's probably
they'll quickly
be
miss all of their stuff at home, which you didn't bring.
Yes.
Fortunately, it's 4 minutes away, so you can go get anything. It doesn't really matter. You're that
very
close.
Very true. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's my wife's birthday. You know, yesterday.
See, so you're not doing the spa day with your wife.
No, I'm doing the golf day.
You're doing golf. See, now we're doing spa stuff tomorrow.
So do you?
We're doing couples massage. I've really almost never done any massage in my life, so they're a little interesting for
me.
Wait, you've never gotten
a massage?
I got one once when I had a bad back, like, to try to fix it. It didn't really work.
Was it a man?
No.
Was it a woman that did yours?
Yeah. Oh.
But it was, like, to fix
this
is for pleasure.
Yes, I've never done a pleasure massage.
And it's you and the wife in the same room.
You're nude
in there together.
Well, she's seen me nude.
You know you hold hands while you're supposed to hold
Are
hands.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I doubt that we'll do that.
I'm serious.
Didn't know that you're supposed
we've
to.
We've been married almost 20 years. I'm guessing that the holding hands part
we tell him all this stuff that you're supposed to do in there, and he just starts doing it. Well, I'm excited for you. You get a little R&R.
At some point, Ben, you're supposed to just get up and then finish Shelly's massage.
Whoa.
That's on you for
I'm not a licensed massage therapist.
When you... a massage is going to be totally wasted on you because you're going to fall dead asleep. It's going
to
be wasted.
I don't think that's a waste of time. If I can relax enough to fall asleep, that's a win.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, I hope all of you guys have a nice, relaxing, restful. Yours is extended. Paul and I will be back Monday. Yours is a little bit extended. What are you doing?
Like I said, I was supposed to be in Hawaii and gone until like Wednesday. So you're getting more of me than you were. You were anticipating.
If we go out and sweep the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. My mom just said, they gave us a massage right here. I did a massage.
Oh, yeah. We did it in here for Better Appreciation Day.
Right here.
God, that was uncomfortable.
That was really uncomfortable. That possibly was the most uncomfortable massage ever delivered in the history of massages. There's a reason why I didn't instantly associate that.
Don't forget to throw to traffic.
Yes, while he's getting massage. Woodsy, don't forget to throw to traffic. God, that was a great, great moment. We used to do a lot of fun stuff on this show. I don't know what happened, but
COVID happened.
We had a full band in here,
yeah. And massage table and therapist, and everything. Now
it was Ben Appreciation Day.
Now we don't even have a phone screener.
No, My beloved. I miss him so much. No, it's going to be fun. And thank you guys for tuning in. And I know you're going to scream at us tomorrow on Twitter. Sorry, but we are taking a day. If we don't use them, we lose them. Just so you
I don't know that that's totally
it is
true.
Not they don't roll over anything here. Are you kidding?
All right.
Come on.
Do you know how it works?
Here, yeah, you don't.
I know how this show works, that at the end of the week, we do a little segment with all the mess-ups and blunders. We call it the Flubs of the Week, and it is time!
8:50, after our 10th conversation with Jesse Agler. Right now, let's get track of traffic on 97.3.
What is track of traffic?
I don't know that I'd want to push Musgrove back too much.
Who is Musgrove? Took some vitamin C, took some ibuprofen. What is ibuprofen?
Yesterday, the Broncos traded for Teddy Bridgewater from
Who's
the Panthers.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Let's bring Woods back in from his soundproof isolation booth.
What is soundproof?
Soundproof. Just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. Breathe easy, play hard. 7 miles.
Play hard?
I've been accused of multiple incidences.
What are incidences?
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday, coming from for you.
Yeah!
Holy crap! Over the Colorado Rockies second straight series sweep.
What is a week?
Series sweep. Get fresh, 80% lean ground beef.
What is ground beef?
Now just $2.99 a pound. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that's running
Who's
around.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
A lot of those. Tommy Pham was still tender. The CT scan apparently revealed no
CT scan
of the shooting percentages off the chart. An RBI double and a walk.
Stole
so
a bass.
Reach base, twice.
Stole a bass? He stole a bass, too.
He did?
Out of the river. He was eventually resuscitated with a defibrillator. We loaded up the double bob trailer. Stroller.
Oh,
now, they talked about it on Dud and Mon, by the way.
Dud and Mon. Joe Musgrove standing by. He will join Ben and Woods right after our last check of traffic. Last check of traffic. I told you I'm cash this week.
What's up with Kawhi? What's hurt?
Knee. I've never heard of a snee injury.
In our national cast, let BetQL's proven data and analytics. Most don't even require an appraisal. Uh-oh.
GMs, I guess, other than AJ Preller, really.
The Red Sox were in Anaheim.
The Red Sox. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero costs.
All Star Game Tuesday with Fernando Tatis. Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title,
that is your starting.
Before you go, mate. Your reaction just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go. You can eat.
What's casino?
It'll impact playoff standings.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen 100%. Was as reliable as anybody until he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry. Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who is Max Moreland?
Pulcrutinus Pachyderm. Pulcrutinus Pachyderm.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrene? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
Tell me.
You know, last year's trade. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his home run?
Parties, light shows, and fog machines. Tune into the Arena Rock exclusively.
What's Arena Rock?
The Odyssey app. It's a great team. Welcome into today's contestants. Refinance your house. Lock in a better rate. 6-5 win at Petco Park. Podcast for all of your streaming television discussions. He says you need stability and consistency to weather the pizza. Let's get to today's game of Real. Take on Woods. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
German now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Happy were you? Fernando Tatis Jr. got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish.
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you're blind as a black.
The beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Billy Irish is amazing.
I think, you know, we should have a banner in Little Italy. Shohei Ohtani. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish.
Shohei Ohtani. Oh, right. 4 days. Sometimes it seems like a month somehow. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Padres baseball today at 12:45. Let's and then go. A huge series against the Cardinals. Woodsy and Polly will be back Monday morning to break it all down. The executive producer of Ben and Woods is Paul Reindl. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. The coach, John Quintero, coming in next. Early, right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.